Chapter 7. Practice 1. Amy is talking to her elder brother, Tom. You now have 40 seconds to study the questions. Now listen to the conversation between Amy and Tom. When you hear a beep, answer the question. The conversation will be played two times. The conversation will begin now.
What are you doing, Amy?
I'm making some cards for my teachers. We're having a farewell party tomorrow.
That's nice. Who's this card for?
It's for Mrs. Law.
Mrs. Law? Who's she? She never taught me when I was in primary six.
Mrs. Law is a new teacher this year, Tom. She's been very good to me. She helped me rehearse my poem for the speech festival. With her advice, I feel confident when I speak English.
You should say thank you to her in the card.
Yes, Tom. Let me think. Dear Mrs. Law, thank you.
Question 1. Why does Tom say, Mrs. Law? Question 2. Which of the following is true? Question 3. Which card is for Mrs. Law?
Who's this card for?
This is for Mr. Yao. I think I should say sorry to him. I was always late for basketball practice after school. I couldn't understand why he was angry before. I thought it was just a free time activity. But then he told me that it isn't polite to keep others waiting. I've learnt not to do that.
Right. How about this card?
This card is for Miss Wong. When I was in primary three, I often told lies. Miss Wong talked to me and explained to me why I shouldn't do that. Then I knew I was wrong and I felt bad about it. She listened to me and helped me. Now I don't tell lies anymore.
Question 4. What has Amy learnt from Mr. Yao? Question 5. Miss Wong taught Amy to... Question 6. How did Amy feel after Miss Wong talked to her? She was...
So, have you prepared everything for the party tomorrow, Amy?
Almost. My classmates and I still need to make some party hats and bake some cakes. I've planned some party games and prepared the game sheets. I think the games will be fun.
Well, you still have quite a lot to do in the morning. You'll have to set your alarm clock so that you won't wake up late.
Yes, I will. But I must finish writing my cards first.
Question 7. What has Amy not done yet? Question 8. Amy says, "Yes, I will." She means she will. Listen to the conversation again and check your answers.
What are you doing, Amy?
I'm making some cards for my teachers. We're having a farewell party tomorrow.
That's nice. Who's this card for?
It's for Mrs. Law.
Mrs. Law? Who's she? She never taught me when I was in primary 6.
Mrs. Law is a new teacher this year, Tom. She's been very good to me. She helped me rehearse my poem for the speech festival. With her advice, I feel confident when I speak English.
You should say thank you to her in the card.
Yes, Tom. Let me think. Dear Mrs. Law, thank you.
Who's this card for?
This is for Mr. Yao. I think I should say sorry to him. I was always late for basketball practice after school. I couldn't understand why he was angry before. I thought it was just a free time activity. But then he told me that it isn't polite to keep others waiting. I've learnt not to do that.
Right. How about this card?
This card is for Miss Wong. When I was in primary 3, I often told lies. Miss Wong talked to me and explained to me why I shouldn't do that. Then I knew I was wrong and I felt bad about it. She listened to me and helped me. Now I don't tell lies anymore.
So, have you prepared everything for the party tomorrow, Amy?
Almost. My classmates and I still need to make some party hats and bake some cakes. I've planned some party games and prepared the game sheets. I think the games will be fun.
Well, you still have quite a lot to do in the morning. You'll have to set your alarm clock so that you won't wake up late.
Yes, I will. But I must finish writing my cards first.
This is the end of practice 1.